Looking at Surat al-Fatiha, yesterday we stopped at إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Let us complete this ayah today, where Allah says, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And you alone do we seek help from. So this ayah is now informative of tawheed in seeking help. That is the seeking of help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, relying only on Him. Now when we think about this, it raises a question. First of all, let me mention in Surah Muhammad, Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمَّ لَا قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Why do you not ponder over the Qur'an? Is it because you have locks on your heart? So the question that is raised can be asked in two ways. First, the very issue of seeking help is questionable. In the view of the scholars of akhlaqiyat, of ethics, it is a virtue to be self-reliant. To be reliant on others, to seek help from others, makes one dependent. To be self-reliant, by contrast, awakens and enlivens a person's strength and power. But here we're talking about interdependence, because we've got to understand that why should help not be sought from other than Allah first? It's logical that we should not worship other than Allah. But what is the logic behind not seeking help from others? After all, if Allah has put the world to be a place of cause and effect, and has put us in need of other persons and things, then why can we not ask for help in our lives from these other peoples and things? So, it's not as black and white as it appears as such. It's not that all kinds of taking help and relying on somebody else is reprehensible, and that's why it said it's about interdependence, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings as a creature in need of others. Our society is such that we need each other, and the recommendations we find in the Quran command us to cooperate with each other. It's very, very important. For example, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that is Surah number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ayah 2 says, and this is the latter part, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Cooperate unto righteousness and God consciousness with each other. And the word cooperate is given for ta'awanu, which the origin is awn, which means help. Were the seeking of help from others not allowed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not direct us towards this. Let me give another example. There was a man who once prayed in the presence of Imam Ali, saying, Ya Allah, make me needless of your creatures. And Imam told him not to pray that, but to pray that, Oh Ya Allah, make me needless of the evil of His creatures. So we've got to understand that when we say إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and you alone do we ask for help, is to understand that the human being's final ultimate reliance, upon which the human heart depends, must be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that those from whom we seek help in the world are to be recognized as no more than His means. The same works for the other way around. When we help others, we're only a means of divinity in helping. You know, the power of our muscles, our mind, everything are all there in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can see when we rely on our own faculties that they fail us. The only power upon which we must rely, which harmonizes everything within us, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there is a wonderful story or hadith which says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once in one of the campaigns rested on a hill, and while he was sleeping, a fully armed enemy soldier comes and, overjoyed to find him in such a vulnerable position, says, is that you, Muhammad? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied in the affirmative, and the man said, who can now save you from my hand? And the Prophet, without hesitation, said, Allah. And I will show you now, said the man, and he took a step backwards to deliver his blow. But as he did so, he stumbled on a rock and fell. Rasulullah stood up on his feet quickly, stood over him with a sword, and said, who will now save you from me? And the man said, Muhammad, your nobility. So we've got to understand that when we recognize this, we must recognize that all means are in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first cause is always Him. It's an amazing statement. Just إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. There is an amal where you read two rakat salah, and when you're reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, in both the rakats. It's a mustahab salah. Recite it for your hajat. When you come to Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, recite that 100 times. Ponder over the meanings. And that 2 rakat salah has an amazing effect on the human psyche. See the difference it makes in your life. Inshallah, we will continue with Surah Al-Fatiha tomorrow.